What's up, Mihard?
Everyone.
Good morning.
Hope
good morning.
Hope everyone has a good time. JG, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. You know, this is a kind of a monumental space for Backbone Labs. You know, this is kind of part of like the big vision. We're trying to reunite builders who have, you know, survived the worst and have been preparing for the best. We've done our best to utilize a lot of different protocols in a lot of different projects and to showcase what's possible in the Cosmos ecosystems. When these chains work together and when these projects work together, a lot can be accomplished with small teams and big dreams can be made. I think that's kind of like what we're all here for. And, you know, we did this mad scientist experiment. I'm hoping Kudo and mad scientist will show up. You know, this is kind of their day in the sun, their time to shine. But, you know, apparently, Berserker is having some electrical outages, and you know Murphy's Law. It's always something that's going on. But you know, this is pretty crazy. We're halfway through this streaming phase. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure this minting event has broken a lot of records. I'm in the Cosmos. I'm almost sure, but I'm not sure about outside of the Cosmos. So look, let's just talk about this real quick. You know, Backbone Labs, we partnered with Rec Gang. They have done a fabulous job of building community wherever they've gone. They've stayed relevant and interesting, and the art is fantastic. They build great communities, and we've paired them with the utility of these gravediggers and this NFTFi system, and we are testing our idea against the world. And right now, the world is responding to this idea. People are interested in having fun. You know, it's really funny. One of the things, you know, PFC always tells me, he's like, oh, LSDs are boring. You're right. There's a lot of boring shit, but we can do a lot of fun stuff with boring shit. That's the other part of it. You don't have to stay boring, right? So this is what we're doing. We are fusing stuff, technologies that are already here. We're fusing communities that don't normally fuse, and we're making a sandwich out of them, and we're experimenting. And now, you know, other people seem to want to come on for the ride. You know, ScreenSwap was their product allowed us to reach so many more people and to, you know, interact with so many more people than a normal mint would have. I'm serious. I'm so overwhelmed. You know, if anybody has questions, like I know there's probably a lot of questions. We're making a thread about these airdrops where we'll be dispersing all this. We've partnered like with CoinHaul is going to be doing the airdrop campaigns for us. You know, Backbone utilizes Enterprise DAO for all of their community management tools. As soon as this mint happens, we will be integrating all of these gravedigger communities so that they can have seamless, you know, control over these rewards and voting and all these systems. You know, Station Wallet got integrated into StreamSwap, Osmosis and White Whale. Like, we are becoming this hybrid cross-pollinization zone that we've been all talking about is occurring. And it's not possible though without everybody participating. Like, there's no way little team like Backbone Labs could achieve anything like this without all the other amazing teams that built their products and showed us how to use them. Like, that's, man, this is like waking up like to like a different reality. Like, what the hell is going on? The Cosmos is exciting again. And if anybody has questions or they just want to comment, please feel free just to chime in. I'm a talker, so just shut me up. I don't even know what to say. Like, and actually, I have to shut up in a minute because I'm going to have to make this LP in 22 minutes. So.
Hey, probably I'll go because I'll have to join you on that call. But yeah, definitely, it has been an amazing experience. You know, Osmosis, the community, you know, Backbone and Red Gang, like they have their own communities. I think the entire, you know, Xterra community, you know, Lunatics being Lunatics, right? So, and with like killer artwork from Kudo and team, right? So all of these came down together. Definitely, you know, we always believed in the potential of the Osmosis community, of SteamSwap on Osmosis. And, you know, these were ideas, right? It all, you know, some of these ideas were discussed, you know, with Sunny probably a year ago. And, you know, with the mad scientists, the tagline, where everything was an experiment, this started off, you know, thanks, Aaron, you know, again for connecting and, you know, that super fast execution by Backbone and Red Gang, you know, loved working with these guys and, you know, definitely very exciting to be a part of the community. First, 2 million plus Osmo SteamSwap stream, $3 million stream, right? And, you know, coincidentally, the price is at around $42. You know, what does that mean? It means, you know, quite a lot of things. And I think this was one of the first few ways that the entire community could have fun, like, you know, could utilize their Osmo, you know, in general, their tokens to participate in, you know, something like this, right? And what started as an experiment, we are here today. And I think, you know, in 30 minutes or so, we should, or 20 minutes, we should see the final price get discovered by over fourth, let me get the numbers right. I do not want to like overstate 3,932 participants, you know, that contributed to this price discovery. So hoping it touches 4,000, but, you know, thank you all. Station Wallet has been super easy to integrate, you know, lovely experience. You know, we had it in time for everyone that utilized Station Wallet. And of course, you know, just wanted to mention the lab drop. So if you're participating in the StreamSwap stream, or if you've been an ex-participant, or if you participated in earlier StreamSwap streams, you know, you should receive an NFT on OmniFlix. You know, more details, for more details, follow the StreamSwap handle and we'll keep you informed. So thank you all. Glad to be here. And if possible, I'll get back. But otherwise, you know, it has been a fun ride.
Let's see. So, you know, I think might be a good time. I mean, a lot of people know what Enterprise does, but this might be a good time to kind of discuss some of the other projects. You know, we just got out of the White Whale space. White Whale is a key partner of Backbone Labs, and we wouldn't even be here without their support. But, you know, I don't know if everybody, like, you know, Enterprise is a DAO tooling system. But I don't know who's behind the Enterprise account or who provides the Station account. But if you guys want to chime in and just say exactly what it's what and how you contribute, that would be great.
Yeah, Swiggy here. I'm representing both Enterprise and Station. I'm on both teams. Busy day. But yeah, thanks so much. First of all, I just wanted to say this has been a really cool launch. I think everybody who's worked on it has done an amazing job. Yeah, I've been, you know, a little bit of support and you know, was pulled in for the Station integration, but everybody just has been working so hard and has done really cool stuff. So cheers to everybody, both who took part or has so far taken part, and everybody who worked on it beforehand. Enterprise is Enterprise DAO is a DAO platform for treasury management and governance. If anybody wants to learn more, you can go to enterprise.money. But it's really easy to set up a DAO. You can do cross-chain treasuries and cross-chain voting, and it's really, really easy to distribute rewards to members, which I know is something that Backbone Labs has made great use out of with their many Gravedigger NFT communities. So that's something that will be coming for this one as well. But it's really cool. There's a lot of cool DAOs on the platform. Ones like Skeleton Punks, say a greater community. There's also a bunch of OG Terra ones, and there are more coming from other chains as well and other communities. So go get a check. It's a really cool platform, a lot of cool stuff happening, and a lot of things happening all the time. Thanks much.
And basically, any chain can get enterprise if they have the reciprocating IBC hooks. That's correct?
Correct. So a couple chains have added or are about to add IBC hooks. So they'll be hooked into the system shortly. So it'll have, I think there are six chains. My memory is terrible. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chains that have cross-chain treasuries at the moment. Actually, any token from across Cosmos can be used to create a DAO. So that's a pretty cool little thing. And then more NFT communities will be able to use it. Enterprise is partnering with Arc Protocol, super awesome team. Check them out if you haven't, to bring to make NFTs interoperable across Cosmos. So as Arc expands their protocol, Enterprise will expand alongside it.
Excellent. You know, this is all part of that multi-chain thesis. It's not about the singular chain being king. It's about the dApp that crawls over all of these chains seamlessly. This is the only way that we reach real censorship resistance and decentralization. Let's see, Sebastian or CENTCOM, do you want to talk about, you know, how Sail DAO and that inception and what White Whale's participation in this experiment has been? And how, we wouldn't even be here without you guys.
Yeah, I can lose a few words, and then if CENTCOM wants to, again, we're just, you know, I said this on our space, we're just real excited for you, JG, and for Backbone Labs. This is very well deserved. You guys are grinders, you're survivors, right? I think that you're a community, and I think that's why we've connected so well with your community is we've been through a lot. We've went through the Terra crash straight into a wilderness desert bear market for a year and a half, and came out, you know, totally different, right? With totally different projects and, you know, have evolved, but we've survived, right? And you've survived. And, you know, you're a scrapper and a survivor. And I think that you deserve this as much as anybody I know in the space. So again, very excited, very happy for you. You know, we're happy to be a part and help in any way we can. Yeah, I mean, I think we can point to Sail DAO and that deal between Sunny and us and the Migaloo community and that kind of opening the door, right, for us to bring our all of our ecosystem partners over, including Backbone Labs and Shark and the White Whale DEX and all this stuff. So this is all a fruit, right? This is all a fruit of sort of Osmosis's collaboration with Migaloo ecosystem and White Whale, you know, because we run together, right? We run JG, the Shark guys, the Aris guys, you know, Ginku. We kind of have a squad that we run together and deploy places and you know, we've learned that we can, if we all do it together, right, then our chances are better, our impact is greater, you know, and it's just a better chance of success. You know, that's what it is. And when someone hits a home run, we all celebrate it and we all win, right? We all benefit from it. So again, very excited, very happy for this moment. It's a big moment. It's a big win. I think this is going to be a historic collection. Mad Scientist, people can already tell, right, that this is going to be one of those iconic collections in the Cosmos. It just is. I mean, it's people know that. And then when you look at the mint price, even still at $300, you know, I think the floor after these suckers get minted and, you know, and this collection takes off is going to be way above that. Personally, I think it's, you know, So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens with this collection, with the lab token. You know, question for everybody is, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to keep some lab tokens? You're going to just mint out with your lab, right? Just straight mint out? Or are you going to hang on and kind of speculate with lab? I mean, basically what lab becomes is lab becomes a liquid representation of the floor of the collection. That's basically what it is. You know, so I'm trying to figure out how to play this, right? Which is fun. That's the stuff that I love, is how to navigate this new DeFi experiments, right? So let's go. LFG.
LFG. Man, thank you, brother. Do you got anything, Sencom? And then let's give Kuda the floor, because really he's the star of the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on two things here. So you know, most of the projects that were, you know, in this group, you know, born out of the Terra crash, and we noticed that, you know, maybe building on just one chain is not the way to go long term, because, you know, what happened on Terra could happen elsewhere. So we started to build cross-chain applications 1.5 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And, you know, we never, you know, lost our roots. We're still very, very closely building on Terra and with Terra. And, you know, we've been building these cross-chain applications, and we noticed just that it's so hard. And so we came up with this program, and we called it RIDE, you know, the RIDE program. So you kind of ride together. And that's, you know, under this banner, we've been just working together. And then we thought, hey, you know, we're working together and building these cool applications, NFT marketplace, liquid staking, lending and borrowing, games, DEX, flash loans, and so on. And we figured, hey, you know, we could bring this to other ecosystems. You know, why should Osmosis spend, you know, millions in funds to build this themselves? Why should, you know, another chain do this? We can bring this to them. So we birthed another program, and it's, you know, called the SAIL program. You sail with us. And that's where the SAIL DAO comes in, the SAIL token. Because under that umbrella of this program, we did this huge deal with the Osmosis community, which eventually, you know, led to, you know, Backbone Labs and Ares and White Whale deploying on Osmosis, eventually leading us to this moment here, to this space. And that's just for context. And the token, I think the idea of doing a stream swap for the token is really brilliant. I didn't expect that. I could imagine even that the token will trade at a premium to the floor price, because the token always has this, you know, the worst case is you get a, you know, NFT with a bad rank, but there's always this mystery effect that you could have a, you know, a really, really rare NFT. So at worst it's floor, at best it's something super rare. So I think the token will trade at a premium. And for me, the question is just, what's the premium gonna be?
You know, you could even break that down even more, right? As the collection mints out more and more, right, and there's fewer and fewer lab tokens left, then people could start calculating, right, what rarities are left, right, which you know, which NFTs, you know, how many good ones are left, and that could even bake more and more of a premium into the price of lab, right? So it's just a crazy dynamic here, crazy dynamic that that's at play.
And I'm just gonna make a prediction here in this space, which is a not financial advice prediction, but just a fun prediction. I think the Mad Scientists will be the iconic collection in the whole cosmos. I think Osmosis is positioned, you know, as, you know, the centerpiece of the cosmos. It has been that way for a long time when it comes to liquidity, I think. Because let's be real here, you know, Migaloo has its own chain, a lot of people have their own chains, but if somebody's coming to Cosmos, he's going through Osmosis one way or another. So I think Osmosis is positioned to be, you know, at the center. And this is the first NFT collection on, you know, the chain in the cosmos right now. And I think that's just gonna, it's gonna blow some expectations, I believe, out of the water positively.
I'm gonna let Kudo, let's have Kudo speak on the art and the creation behind it and his process, because honestly, he came out with stuff so fast, I never even seen anything like it. So the floor is yours, brother.
Hi, future Matt scientist, everyone. I'm super grateful to be here, and I would like to say about my English is I'm from Thailand, so my English is not really 100%, and I try my best to tell my emotion right now and talk a bit about the art side of it. So first of all, I would like to thank a lot GJ for the opportunity. You guys see the potential in us, and you asked us to go on this math scientist journey. And yeah, man, it was a nice idea, and we ride it on with you guys. And yeah, this I have this, like, having this opportunity to design a collection for a specific chain such as osmosis, it really intrigued me from the beginning, because osmosis is a chain that has such a strong branding that it was, we had like so many crazy ideas, and we end up with math scientists, and everything you guys see, just like, it's, there's so much details in the art that we put in it, all the reference inspiration from great math scientists, from cartoon, from film, from books, from comics, real people. There's this big reference, and we kind of like squeeze it into this math scientist collection, trying to portray this pixel work. And yeah, it's such a good opportunity, and I'm super glad on what it came out, the collection, the 10K collection. I can say like it's super unique. There's a lot of details, and the expression of every PFP is going to be really unique. And there are some serious hidden traits that are very rare, that is nice to collect. There are all that kind of juicy stuff that I believe that people will appreciate the art of it. And yeah, this project wouldn't be anything just with the art. And what Backbone Labs bring to us is really like the tech, right? This is the two kind of teams. We are good at the art, and Backbone Labs are good at the tech. And we kind of like combine this project math scientists together and make it happen. And how Osmosis Chains Cosmos are welcoming us is I'm so glad, I'm so grateful for it, and really thanks to you all for this amazing opportunity. And yeah, looking forward for the mint. I want to show the art so much, man. There's so many amazing stuff in there. Thank you Streamlab to make the process so smooth. And would like to thank my Racket Gang community as well, that is always behind us, like helping us out with all the community side of it, vibing in the Discord. And yeah, thanks to all partner, White Whale, Station, Enterprise, Pro, everyone that is involved in this project. I'm truly grateful, and yeah, can't wait to sneak all the art for you guys to appreciate it. Thank you.
On the
hey, sorry guys, I'm trying to make this LP right now, so if somebody else could fill the space, I would highly appreciate that.
Is making sure that the LP is down with the right spread factor?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, yeah, JG, cool. You need help, or you got this?
Yeah, message Johnny Wiles if you need to make sure it's triple checked.
Yeah, no, I think we're okay. I'm on a call with Sisla too, like we're all right. I think we got this
good.
All right, let's get this done. We're almost done.
Well, it looks like there's only three more minutes. So if anybody's watching this, the stream swap, it's going through. Speaking of, I just wanted to shout out the stream swap team. Backbone Labs was like, hey, a lot of our community uses this station. We should get that integrated. And they're like, heck yeah. Did it really, really quickly. It's real smooth. Great to collaborate with. So cheers to that team. It was a big help. But only just a little bit over 3 minutes till the stream swap is over.
Yep, exciting stuff. I think, you know, we can fill the couple of minutes here by talking a little bit about one of the lesser known, but nevertheless very exciting features of the Backbone Labs ecosystem, which is the combination of NFTs and art with DeFi. And this is how everything kind of ties together. So what a lot of people don't know is Backbone Labs, they have this NFT marketplace, which is, you know, cross-chain. And they also have a liquid staking protocol. And they have, in memory of B Luna, they have B assets. And for example, they have, you know, B-Whale, B-Luna, and B-Osmo. And this liquid staking protocol, like any other liquid staking protocol, takes a cut. But in this ecosystem, most of the cut goes to a NFT collection. So on every chain they go, they have a liquid staking protocol and a, they call it Gravedigger NFT collection, which manages the liquid staking protocol on that chain. And on Osmosis, it's going to be the Mad Scientist. And the exciting thing here is that you will be able to stake your NFTs on Enterprise, which is the DAO tooling from Terra. And here's, you know, how the whole circle closes. You will be able to stake your Mad Scientists, similar to how you're able to stake your Megaloo Whales, which is the Gravedigger collection on Megaloo, or the Skeleton Punks on Luna. You'll be able to stake those via Enterprise and then earn staking rewards with your NFTs. And the staking rewards come from the liquid staking protocol. So you really fuse DeFi and NFTs together here. And there's a very exciting feedback loop. So you have this NFT collection, and now every holder earns, or is, you know, earns yield based on the performance of the liquid staking protocol. So you have potentially thousands of different users, lots of liquidity, an engaged community that has a strong vested interest in the success of your liquid staking protocol, because the more successful your liquid staking protocol is that you manage with your collection, the more yield you get. And more yield for your NFTs means, you know, potentially higher floor price and at worst, more staking rewards for you. So that's really a novel concept. And that's very exciting. I think that's really underappreciated fact here. And I'm confident that, you know, together with Sail, which, you know, bootstrapped the Gravedigger on Osmosis, there will be some exciting DeFi plays coming into existence with the Mad Scientists on Osmosis. And I'm just looking at the stream swap. I think we're down to the last 200 laps, so we should be done any moment here. 100 left, so...
Hey, there we go. Complete. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of echo some of those things about, you know, the communities that Backbone Labs has created around these different NFT communities. They're really, I mean, they're very active. These are not just people who, you know, grab an NFT and stake it and then wander off. Like Skeleton Punks, Megalo Whales, Mad Scientist, I'm sure will be as well, has been so far. Really active communities that, you know, stick together, do things together, are just fun to be in too. So they're really neat. It's another reason why it's a cool system that is really going to be really awesome to see on more chains and in more communities.
You're right. And while JG is fixing the LP, I want to get some more good news out to everybody who participated in the stream swap or, and, you know, will eventually hold one of the Mad Scientists. And that is, the Mad Scientists will be included in the restake airdrop.
I need you to look at the thing because I have it all lined up and the deposit button is grayed out. It won't let me deposit.
I will look into it. Okay. Be right back.
Murphy's Law, we're on it.
We'll get it sorted out. I'll pick up where CENCOM was leaving off. So White Whale, Megaloo, we are about to begin an airdrop campaign for Restake Token, which is, it's an innovative mechanism, restaking model that we're implementing on Megaloo chain, where we're assigning 5% of inflation, giving it over to the holders and stakers of Restake. So you will be able to determine and direct Megaloo yield to any token of your choice. You can whitelist any token and direct yield, Megaloo yield to that token. So we're combining, restaking with Liquidity Wars. It's another innovative, cool step in restaking. Nobody's done it, at least not in Cosmos that I'm aware of. So the Restake airdrop is coming in hot. We actually pushed it back. It was going to be this week, but Mad Scientist was getting so much attention and hype. We wanted to support them and get behind them and not try to take any spotlight, right, away or attention away from that. But in any case, we have decided to include the Mad Scientists in the restake airdrop. So that means that there's already two confirmed airdrops for Mad Scientist holders, the Soul token one, and the restake token. So we already have, and the collection isn't even live yet, and we already have two confirmed airdrops for Mad Scientists. Not too bad. Not a bad start.
Hey guys,
sir.
How are we? Are we okay? What a day, right? What a day. Unbelievable from everyone involved. Honestly, guys, this has just been something. I think we all knew it was going to go well, but this has just gone beyond anyone's belief of it. And that's the power of growing the Osmo pie. That's something that I've heard a lot of the Osmo core team saying they want to grow the Osmo pie. And what they've done a fantastic job at is bringing teams and communities on board, showing them a little bit of support. That came from Sunny originally. And then building this empire, this big chain where we can all contribute and all provide value to Osmosis, but also try and provide value back to the projects we're building as well. And there was a couple of things that I thought was really important to say, touching on pretty much what everyone said in this space. First and foremost, Migaloo is... I've got quite a few tokens launching in the form of airdrops, one being Soul, which is part of the Gravedigger collection, the Gravedigger family, the Gravedigger products. And seeing the success of StreamSwap today, I think anyone who's watched that and been a part of it would be mad now. Mad being the key word, the optimal word of the day, Mad Scientist, not to partake in that. You know, I've reached out to the Raccoon team, who are bringing DeFi games to Osmosis soon. I've said, look, you know, your token is fully liquid, fully vested out. It's already in the Cosmos. We need to somehow get that back, so we can get some deeper liquidity on Osmosis. And one of the things we're toying with already is using StreamSwap. And this is just coming from what Shark have delivered on StreamSwap so far, and now what an incredible launch the Mad Scientist has been. So I just think, you know, it's all coming together. You know, when I look at it, I think anyone looking at Osmosis now from the outside will be like, hold on, you know, if you'd have asked, I think this is Sebastian's favorite thing, if you'd have asked maybe a year ago, what can I do with my Osmosis token? Am I getting diluted by all the incentives we're giving away and things like that? I think a lot of people maybe would have turned to you and said, possibly, maybe. Yeah, but it was still the place where every chain launched their first pool, their first piece of liquidity, and it kept the draw as the core center DEX chain of the Cosmos, right? It kept that. Then they improved the tokenomics, right? Then they cut back on incentives. Now they're onboarding unbelievable communities in the sense of White Whale, Raccoon, Backbone Labs. You've got Astroport have just launched. You've got Station Wallet integration. Enterprise going to be helping support staking rules distribution for the Mad Scientists. It's all coming together now. And to be included in that via the sale prop and to have projects, frankly, knocking on our door now, knocking on White Whale's door and saying, through sale, we want to try and get some liquidity on Osmosis. Again, another thing that we've got to shout out the White Whale team, working with the Osmo team to get integrated into the core swap was a stroke of genius, because it now means people can use the core Osmosis DEX, the core Osmosis app, and you don't know any different. But that integration has supported White Whale, and that integration has also supported Osmosis, you know, and the proto revs bringing fees back to stakers. So the more activity we're getting, I think I've been looking recently, is we've seen multiple days of Osmosis smashing 1 billion volume in a day or whatever it was, or a week or whatever it was. But it was huge, a noticeable spike, a noticeable increase. And I just think
this backbone lab mission, this mad scientist mint, is, I won't call it the cherry on the cake, but it's the start of making a bigger pie all round. It's the start of making multiple cakes and understanding that anyone who's forming their own chain in the cosmos, anyone who's who's got some innovative products, they now need to be looking at Osmosis and thinking to themselves, how can I get an outpost? How can I get my product onto that chain? Because that's where the music's playing. And I just, honestly, I just cannot praise White Whale, Osmosis, Enterprise Station, StreamSwap, Astroport even, everybody for taking that leap, getting on the board and building something for the whole of the cosmos, right? Because we need that signature play. We need that play that's going to take on Solana, Ethereum. And if that is done under the Osmosis banner where we can all contribute and all chip in and all bring value back to our own products, wow. Wow. And I think that all starts. I know that sounds weird, but I know maybe I'm getting a bit too excited because I'm part of the Migaloo Wales. I'm, you know, like I've been in love with the Gravedigger NFT collections since I heard about them, right? But this one, this is the next level. And I see we've got like Mr. Fox in the audience there. They're going to be bringing a B Injective Gravedigger. Again, mad not to use something like StreamSwap. Same with Tank with the B Juno. We've got B Hawawa on the horizon. I think Ashdale are taking care of that. Wow, it's all moving. And yeah, you've shown them the way. So I just wanted to come up and say that, you know, and I've missed a million and one things I could say, but yeah, it's just a day to just go, wow, you know?
Yeah, you know,
I just want to tell you a little update. We're just pushing a CENCOM's pushing a live fix right now. We're opening the pool momentarily, so everything is on track. Just wanted to give you guys an update. Keep going. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to comment on one thing Megaluntic just said. You know, I think he raised a good point in that the Osmosis expansion, right, and into an ecosystem. And really being established as a hub DEX, you know, bringing on Astroport as a partner, all of these moves that it's made really is, I think, right now, I think it's the Cosmos' best shot at competing and taking market share from the Solanas, the ETH-L2s, the other kind of major players in DeFi. I think right now it's our best shot, right? So, you know, this activity, the first NFT launch, the stream swaps, right? The launches, the other DEXs coming in, the mergers and acquisitions and things. You know, it really is, I think personally, the best chance we have at you know, grabbing the attention of the greater DeFi world, the greater DeFi space, taking market share, right? Competing with Solana, with Base, with the other L2s, with whatever the hot new thing is. So I think that's a valid point, and I would agree with it.
I wanted to add the liquidity via State.
Oh, hey, quick little ping to Station Wallet. Can you merge our PR request so that we can be displaying the lab token?
I'll hit up the team.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. So this is happening. Does anybody in the community have stuff to say besides, you know, Mega Lunatic, who's basically one of our team members? If anybody else has stuff that they would like to suggest or just talk about, I mean, whatever it is, you know, Backbone Labs, like, there is no Backbone Labs without you guys. We did this for nothing. We were broke. And the only way that we got here is because everybody decided to try something different. So I really feel like this is something for all of us. And like, you know, the next thing that we're focusing on, this Soul project, which is, you know, for me, this is like a store of value for the NFT degen. Like, we're going to talk more about that later, but I'm really excited about this whole other venture. Like, there's so many things that are happening right now. Like, I don't even understand sometimes. Like, there's literally, it's like limitless possibilities at this stage in the game, in the cosmos, right? So, God, it's just a culmination of so many people coming together. It's just, I can't, again, I'm speechless. I'm like literally, and I'm a talker, right? I'm a talker. I'm speechless and I'm a talker. So this is a little bit weird. I'm a little bit awkward for me, to be honest. Does anybody else, Aaron, do you want to say stuff? Like, does anybody else, Tank, Diamond Hands, Box? Chime in.
I'll hop in. I think it's just been really nice to sit on the sidelines and watch how much passion you guys have been shoving in and the community rallying behind this to see the crazy numbers on StreamSwap. 2.41 million was the final number, I think. I think it's just so good to see this kind of invigoration come up right now, especially for Osmosis. This is new, of course, like NFTs on Osmosis. This is new. And then this even like translates back to Stargaze, because the NFTs will be available on Stargaze sooner or later as well. So like, I think this is just overall amazing for the cosmos, and especially these communities that are involved.
Tank, what's up, sir? Tank.
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Sorry, I joined. Done.
That pool has been seeded with $200,000 of liquidity on White Whale DEX. Ladies and gentlemen, the lab trading pool is live. We have Osmosis front end integration. We have CoinHaul integration. We have TFM integration. The experiment is underway, and we will be making announcements. The minting is happening soon, mid-April. We will have all these things ready to go, and the games will continue. Oh, big announcements are coming out about the airdrop and how that's going to occur. We have decided, I believe, both Rekt Gang and Backbone are going to utilize the CoinHaul campaign system. Very easy. Everybody understands that system. Joe's been great in helping accommodate us in what we need. And I mean, potentially, this is one of the biggest airdrops for NFT communities in history. I'm really excited to share this wealth and project with everybody who's been here with us. And I mean, man, thank you. Tank, what's up, brother? How are you, brother?
Hey, man. I've just been enjoying listening to you guys. It's almost like I'm basking in the sun by proxy from you guys. It's really nice, as the other guys were saying just a moment ago, to see the support come in after so long of hard work. Like you guys, you know, everybody involved that you already mentioned. So I don't want to keep like, you know, repeating myself like everybody else has been saying prior. Everybody's been working so hard, though, to really bring what you deemed NFTFi to the forefront. And like, man, it's just awesome to see it happen for you. And not just you, but for everybody else, right? But you've worked so hard, so hard, dude. And like, I've just been listening with a big ass smile on my face, dude. So congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm really hoping to bring this energy all over the cosmos. Like, we have Gravediggers ready for Juno. We have them ready for Chihuahua. We're getting ready for Injective. We're trying to stitch together these chains, so that next time that we have some type of like hardship or we have some type of attack, that we're all able to weather the storm together, right? We were vulnerable last time. So now we're going to sync up and get stronger, beef up the system, and they're not going to be able to pull shit next time. That's really the goal, right? Like, let's link up, get strong, and fight back. We got to mobilize. Man, I'm speechless. Hey, Zerk, do you want to come up and talk, brother? Like, you know, this is half of your brainchild too, man. Let's have Berserker come up here for a second. I mean, shit, this guy's, he's another evil genius. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know if he can come up because he's having electrical problems. If you can come up, man, come talk. This is your time to shine, dude. Anyway, I don't want to hold everybody hostage. I don't know if anybody else wants to chat or what's up, but you know, we're just so grateful. So grateful. Shit.
You know what's really funny, JG, is like, you actually have more hidden punches just waiting, cocked and loaded for other parts of the ecosystem, like in the next couple of months. And I don't want to steal the show or nothing like that, but you guys don't even know. Backbone Labs literally has been making connections throughout. And it's like, this is just the start. I'm not even trying to hype people up, but like, this is just the start. You guys don't even freaking know.
Hey, man, we're stronger together, bro. That's really the lesson, right? And I think other people, this is something that Sail and White Whale have been pushing with us this whole time. And it's WAGMI culture. Like, crypto, look, there's going to be losers. Let's be honest. Like, if you go play the game long enough, somebody has to lose. It's a game, right? But in this part of the game, we can all be unified and we can be a community of winners. This community can win. We can win together. That is the message. The message is that can happen. Not everybody in the world is going to win. That can't happen. But here, right now, us, if we're unified, we can move like big money. We can be strong like smart money. We can do things where by ourselves we can't, right? So, and it's almost like enterprise. Enterprise allowed small teams to leverage big ideas, but the community, a strong community, allows small wallets to leverage into a big wallet. And then all of a sudden we're the players, right? All of a sudden we're doing the things, the activity that is attracting the other big money to come do. That's the paradigm flip. That's what Web3, that's the true power of Web3, in my opinion, is we can do something super interesting. We can get the big money to come in, and then we can all profit together as a community. That's the hat trick, right? So
JG, this is a beautiful victory parade you got here, man. Adding liquidity live during the space while the stream swap ends. My damn, this is like, there should be some parade music playing in this space here right now. This is amazing. But honestly, I just want to hammer one single point home, you know, this space. Like, people are excited about the mad scientist, and rightfully. I think this could be the collection in the cosmos. You know, Osmosis is one of the strongest chains, strongest, you know, customer acquisition powers and retention. And this collection is going to, I think, blow a lot of people out of the water. But what I want to drive home here is that Backbone Labs is not just an NFT marketplace. You know, this is not just an NFT marketplace launching on Osmosis. There's way, way, way more to it. There is a whole NFT Fi ecosystem with staking NFTs, with yield-bearing NFTs. There's cross-chain. The whole system is cross-chain. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, between Terra and Migaloo, we're leading in restaking. We started restaking. Well, everybody's talking about restaking now. We started this stuff over a year ago, live in production. And we're just about to democratize this so that everybody can list their tokens. You know, and as Sebastian, you know, spilled the beans earlier, the Migaloo, the mad scientists, they will be included in this, you know, restake token airdrop that we're doing probably next week. And that will allow this NFT community and this NFT collection to restake the lab token if they want to. You know, there's a whole system behind the NFT collection. Is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole system from, you know, half a dozen teams that have been building cross-chain for years now. There's, you know, a huge system behind this, and it's built cross-chain together with, you know, a lot of great people. And, you know, if there's one point I want to drive home here, is that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much more exciting stuff that this NFT collection will bring. And yeah,
this is if I could just on top of that, if I could just take an opportunity to shameless shill us and our ecosystem. And by the way, you know, JG, you really represent a kind of a fusion, I think, of the Terra community, the Whale community. Now we're kind of coming over to Osmosis, and you know, we'll bring our energy wherever we're welcome, right? You know, credit where credit is due, right? Terra has been very welcoming, very open. And by the way, you know, we are first movers in restaking, but TFL really, they are the ones that, you know, they built an alliance, they developed alliance, and we're using their tooling, and they're on the cutting edge of it. You know, we're running with them on that. So we want to shout that out. But you know, we have a fusion of communities here, right? And I want to point out that the B assets, right, the Backbone Labs assets, so the underlying assets behind these NFT communities, right, behind the Gravediggers, and what will be the B Osmo will be behind Mad Scientists, right, and they'll be kind of the engine, and they'll be generating yield for Mad Scientists, and they're, you know, there's B Whale behind the Migaloo Whales, right, and then there's the Kujira collection, right, they have these collections and Skeleton Punks on Luna. The B assets, because of the ecosystem that we built, and because we've run with our partners, right, Backbone and Eris, we have built an ecosystem where you can actually use these LSTs, right? So the B assets, let's B Whale, right? You can stake them to any of our DEXs, right? So you could stake it to our Osmosis DEX or our Terra DEX, right? Where it's currently earning on top of its LST yield, right? So on top of its 6% yield, I can pull this up here, but it's earning a base of, I don't know, does anybody know it offhand? I don't know, my computer's loading, but you're earning, I don't know what it is. It varies on volume.
109%.
What's that?
109%. It was 109%.
But that's not the last. That's not the base, right? That's if you have a multiplier going, right?
Oh yeah, sugar multiplier.
Yeah, I think the base is like 30 or 40%. But then if you leave it there, your multiplier increases. So we have people earning 100% yield, right? By staking their B whale to the Terra DEX. You know, the Osmosis DEX, once it gets going, we get volume going on it, it's going to be similar. You're going to get your LST yield and then your, your swap fees from that DEX. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be crazy yield, right? Then we have the restaking with Terra, right? Specifically with Terra and TFL, that has created, for B whale, right? Now there's B whale T. Right, which is basically a liquid LST that aggregates both yields, right? Both restake yields from Migaloo and from Terra, auto compounds it into the token, right? And it keeps growing, right? It keeps auto compounding. Those suckers are yielding 90% right now, right? So you can grow your B whale by 90%, single asset, you know, no impermanent loss, no dilution. It's just printing at a 90% yield, right? That's the power of the restaking tools that we've kind of built and that we've put in place over at Migaloo. And that's the kind of experimentation that we've been doing with Backbone Labs, right? So, get your B assets, I guess. There's, yes, the mad scientists, awesome NFTs, that's cool. But there's this whole other component underneath the hood of these NFT collections and underneath mad scientists, and that's the B assets, right? The B Osmo, the B Whale, the B Luna, and there is all kinds of stuff that you can do with those assets, like restake. You could restake your B Osmo. You can get B Osmo, and you can restake your B Osmo on Migaloo, and you can earn extra yield from that. You know, that's just another for example. So we've tried very hard and partnered with Terra, and other chains, but specifically with Terra and the restaking, to create utility and to create this playground and things to do with the B assets. So I just want to, and I would encourage you guys, if you're new, if you're being brought in, you know, if you're just listening, because of the NFTs and because of the mad scientists, come and play with the B assets. Come and explore Backbone, explore Migaloo and Terra, play with the B assets, play with the restaking, because if you once you figure out how to do it, you will print. You can print with B whale. You can print with B Osmo. So That's my shill. Go ahead.
No, that's a great shill. No, you are right. Like I'll be honest. Like a B whale is one of my largest holdings, and it has been my best play throughout the entire bear market. I'm not even gonna lie, right? Like you are right. And the more utility, there's more utility. So right now, currently, Migaloo is the one. Our entire secondary marketplace, the Necropolis marketplace, is actually being designed to close and transact all sales will be finalized in B assets. So the marketplace hub on Osmosis, when we deployed that marketplace, you know, if, when you make a sale as a seller, you're going to receive B Osmo. If you are, and we just finished doing the upgrade and we're about to start testing the contract for Terra and to make that marketplace function on B Luna. And, you know, as we go, these marketplaces, you know, there's no reason for NFT degens who sit with idle assets in their wallet while they're shopping for NFTs to not be earning yield. That's the other thing. Why are we not earning yield while we're sitting, shopping, playing these degenerate games, right? So there's so many avenues actually in the Whale and Backbone system that incorporate LSTs throughout the cosmos. I mean, we're going to have to make more Medium articles. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. What's up?
We have to. And really, the thing is, these components, they are not just, you know, standalone they're web. They work together. There are so many positive feedback loops in there. So if you hold the mad scientists, you can stake them. Boom, you're directly part of, you know, Terra, because that's where Enterprise lives and where Enterprise is from. Then you earn Osmo staking rewards from the Gravedigger, from the liquid staking protocol on Osmosis that the mad scientists, you know, represent and manage. So as soon as you're a holder of the mad scientists, you have a vested interest in the success of the liquid staking token, and you get direct benefit. So if you go out and, you know, find more utility, maybe you even build utility for it, your NFT collections or collections and holdings will print you more. And, you know, as soon as you're in the ecosystem, you got your bag of mad scientists, you're earning Osmo and be Osmo, you might as well go ahead and, you know, use that, restake it, you know, LP it, leverage it. It's all there. It's all being built cross chain across, you know, a dozen different chains, all working together in this, you know, multi-team, multi-community, multi-chain ecosystem.
Hey, I wanted to jump in here. Thanks for the shout out on the Alliance module. I didn't know I was going to talk about my other product, this one, but I'm going to do it. Migaloo has been doing really cool stuff with the Alliance module, as has Terra. I think it's criminally underutilized. For those who don't know, the Alliance module is a customizable staking module. It's a Cosmos SDK module. Any Cosmos chain can use it. And it's designed to let you stake any asset. So we're used to being able to stake just the one asset per chain. No, stake any asset that the chain decides that they want to stake. So that opens up restaking, which is the, you know, the one people think of first. So, you know, LSTs on Migaloo and Terra and Carbon as well can be restaked on other chains and earn you know, extra yield that way. But it can also be used to incentivize anything that the chain decides they want to incentivize. That could be, you know, LP tokens. That could be certain communities. It could be protocols that, you know, the community overall decides that they want to get more eyeballs on. It's a super, super powerful tool that is designed to increase the economic viability of blockchains. Like, blockchains die because nobody cares about them, because nothing's happening, because the economy's dead. And Alliance is a tool to make sure that doesn't happen. If anybody, you know, is interested in that, you know, if you're a chain or you're, you know, our big contributor or know people who are, I suggest you go to alliance.money. You can, you know, get in touch. There's a little button there. If you're just a regular user, go there. Got a nice little video that shows how it all works. And loop it back around to Station. Station is the home of Alliance staking. So a lot of Alliance staking can be done right in the Station dashboard. But yeah, like I said, Migaloo's doing a lot of cool stuff on that. With that, Terra is as well. I want to see more ecosystems do the same, so that more ecosystems, more protocols like Backbone Labs can leverage this tool to make crypto economies dynamic. So reach out if you're interested.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, give my amen to that. You know, we've, you know, Migaloo, we integrated Alliance. And, you know, for all the reasons that he just said, frankly, and I say this all the time, I say this, you know, on our spaces all the time, I am shocked that more projects, more Cosmos L1s have not integrated Alliance. I do not understand. I do not comprehend why they are sleeping on it. But in the meantime, we'll use it and we'll print, right? Whale prints because of Alliance, because we integrate Alliance. I think it's arguably one of the best things we've ever done, if not the best thing we've ever done. The single decision was to integrate Alliance, right, and run with Terra on it. You know, I'm just shocked that other L1s haven't integrated yet. And eventually they'll wake up. Eventually they will wake up. They'll see the value, right? They'll see the catalysts and kind of the engine underneath it and just the boost that it gives to your chain. But in the meantime, we'll just keep printing, right? We'll keep printing until these other chains wake up and integrate it. We'll just keep running with it, keep experimenting with it and finding new creative ways to double stack yield and to do new DeFi fun stuff down the rabbit hole where you can print, you know, where you can print. So we, you know, we love it. I would recommend it to any single chain, right? And because of it, your whale prints, you know, because of that combined with Backbone Labs and Eris, you know, making these LSTs and NFT collections and different, you know, the B whale T and Amp whale T, and all these fun DeFi products. It just makes for a DeFi paradise, right? It makes for a DeFi playground. The restaking does, like you said, we've whitelisted LP tokens. We've whitelisted BTC. So you could restake BTC. It just, there's so many different things you can do to optimize, and expand yield. So yeah, can't say enough about the power of Alliance and restaking. It's been very good to us. Go ahead, Sencom.
I want to circle it back to the mad scientists and the lab token, JPG and Kudo. Where do you guys see this, you know, where do you see this going, like, mid-term over the next couple of weeks, you know? There was a lot of excitement, the record-breaking stream swap, but now the token is live, it's trading, you know, a victory parade. Where do you see this going from here? We already touched on staking with Enterprise and Station, yield earning. We also talked about restaking and the airdrop the lab ecosystem is going to receive. But where do you see this going over the next weeks and months?
Okay, so, you know, I'm more maybe on this side. I the creative side's all Kudo. That direction and what he does, he has free reign. He is definitely. So, but, you know, there's a lot of crazy strategies that are going to occur here. So, you know, when Enterprise opens and we have the DAO and we have the APY occurring from the Gravedigger, like, there's going to be a dynamic where if there's only, like, I mean, if only like 100 scientists get minted and get staked, the APY on that Gravedigger is going to be, I think, like, astronomical, to be honest. So there will be some pressure there. And then let's not forget, you know, if you, every single mint that occurs on Backbone, if you mint, you're qualifying for the Sol claim. If you are staking and holding these Gravedigger NFTs when we launch the Sol token, there's a huge allocation for Gravedigger NFT participants. Like, this is how we, you know, are this is the unifying fabric right here, this Sol token, right? So there's a lot of participation to actually utilize the system outside of speculating on the experiment. It's like Tank said, we were playing this long game, and so I'm just trying to lay out these pieces. There's a lot of incentive to mint, and then there's also just a lot of maybe reward and opportunity in the short term of the token speculation of, you know. But then there's also the art speculation. So we're trying to reach all these different subsections of different NFT investors or different, right? And kind of, and again, fuse them together. That's why, like, you know, I'm a utility guy, but Kudo has done such a good job on this. I will actually be on the rarity hunt during this one, right? So my strategy is going to change on this one, ironically, because what he's delivered, actually. So that's, you know, I don't know. But then people are going to hoard lab tokens, right? And there's a whole game about that too. It's going to get really weird. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, that's why we have healthy airdrops for both of our loyal communities. Like, let's be honest, there's 9% or something like that that's going to be distributed from each side of this fusion, right? This is a tremendous share with people. You know, it kind of made me a little sad. Some people were getting upset, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking like, we're really going to take care of you. If you've been with us, you shouldn't be one of the people who's upset, because just go to the Elysium gate and go register your wallet with the skeleton punks, and we are going to take care of you. Look, I'm going to break it down like this. There's 5,064 skeleton punks. There's 4,200 Migulu whales, and there's 4,000 Kujirans presently. Those are our three collections. That is like 11,000 and change. We have around, there's over 9,000 tokens. So for each NFT that's registered, you're almost getting a lab. Let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in for a hot second. And we're going to leave this gate open. So if you think a mad scientist is too expensive, you're more than welcome to go buy a skeleton punk or a Migulu whale or a Kujirin on Migulu. And then you can go register those at the Elysium gate. And we are going to share with you. Like, that's how this works. And then we're going to do the coin haul thing in conjecture with, in timing with Rec Gang and Stream Swap and however else. And that will be released near the time of the mint. And that's how this is working for us on our side, I think. Can I get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from either Kudo or Zerk? I'm not sure if they're...
Big okay. Thumbs up, cool. JG.
All right, guys. Yeah, what's up? Any questions? Go ahead. Jump in, guys.
Yes, GM. Congratulations, first of all, guys. And I want to ask you about the missions for the Biosmo. What is that going to look like for the Mad Scientist, per two scientists?
Okay, so if you look, we've updated the Soul Medium article to include and reflect the participation of B. Osmo and Mad Scientists. It's literally that they just become included in that section of the drop, right? So minting B. Osmo will actually qualify you for Soul. Minting any B asset as a qualifier for Soul. Minting...
No. Excuse me. Maybe I misspoke, but. Not sure. not the Soul token, the B Osmo for the staking the Mad Scientist.
Oh, so you stake the Mad Scientist for the B Osmo, and then you actually stake your Osmo for B Osmo, and that's the yield that goes to the Mad Scientist. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay.
So there's and what's 10%, the yield look like? We haven't calculated all that yet. So I mean, look, we have. I don't even know how to tell you. It's all different for all different people because it's all predicated on how many mad scientists you're staking, right? So
okay, for two mad scientists,
you'd have to. I don't have it off the top of my head. We have to run. We'd have to calculate numbers. I don't have it. I don't want to lie. I don't want to give you false information. You know.
Oh, thank you very much. No worries.
No problem, brother. Hey, real quick,
JG, if I could chime in. This is Mayor from AshDAO. And I just wanted to say real quick, we are going to be doing another Twitter Spaces every Monday night called NFT plus DeFi. And if there's probably a lot of people in this space right now that are saying like, what are these people talking about? Alliance staking, I don't get it. We're going to do like basic step-by-step walkthrough of what all this means. If you're in the space and you're like, these people are speaking a foreign language, I don't get it, I understand exactly where you are. And this is a space we're gonna make to just help people understand what is alliance staking. What does it mean to take my B Luna and stake it to another chain? And I can get more yield from that B Luna. What is B Luna? There are gonna be no wrong questions for spaces like this. And so I just want to share, we got over 150 people in this space. Please follow me. I posted a link up top. We're going to do it every Monday night around 9:30 Eastern time. And it's going to be just a chill space where we can talk about what a lot of the hosts and speakers are talking about. Alliance staking, NFT staking. What does it mean to stake an NFT to Enterprise DAO? What is Enterprise DAO? Like, so all those questions are going to be talked about. And I just wanted to just let everyone know, it's like, if you're thinking that right now, don't feel like, you know, you're out of, you know, this is cutting edge DeFi technology. And so we're going to do a space where we're going to talk about this and help walk people through this. But like you said, we are going to need some Medium articles for new users.
That's a great idea. You know, re-education, as new energy comes into space, there's going to be risk for people getting scammed. And so education, we need to hammer at home how to be safe. Wallet, good hygiene wallet, right? You know, wallet hygiene. We got to teach people as they come in. And this is great. Tag me when you have your spaces. I will definitely amplify that so people can and get the, you know, get the latest, newest ways to protect yourself and get the information.
There's a couple other spaces that, you know, do some of this, but it is going to be more DeFi 101 stuff. But yes, we do, like, I'm involved with AshDAO, which is a part of the White Whale ecosystem. And I remember when I first, about, I don't know, it was a little over a year ago, and I think Alliance Staking had just kind of started. And I just remember, like, slowly trying to, once you get comfortable doing it, it's a couple IBC transactions, and then boom, you have your B-Lunar, your B-Whale Alliance stake, and you're earning extra yield. But the first time you do these steps, it's not hard. And the reason I'm talking about this is for anyone that's here because of the mad scientist, because of the NFTs, these NFTs will be earning what's going to be called BOSMO, which is liquid staked OSMO. But the way you can increase that is the more BOSMO we get in Backbone Labs, the it's going to increase the yield. And I think that was a little bit, you know, question of what my good Rec Gang friend over here was asking. They're like, people are already trying to do the calculation. It's like, how much yield am I going to, how much BOSMO am I going to get if I hold two mad scientists? And I think, as you said, JG, that depends. No one knows yet. It's, you know, the numbers are going to fluctuate, but
okay. But you know what? But the mad scientists have a boon because they've started with over $1 million from the deal that we brokered. There's already $1 million producing yield. So actually, I mean, I don't know what the actual yield is per staker, but it would be pretty easy to extrapolate what the actual reward is directed to the mad scientist based on how much is in the Gravedigger right now.
Yeah.
And so right. Yeah. Exactly.
Real quick.
It could be something like 100K, right? Because we have in the Gravedigger, in the BOSMO Gravedigger, there should be over $1 million worth of
OSMO. No, but it's 10% of the right? Yeah, so it's a tenth of that, right? That's essentially what it is. Yeah. But what it then becomes 10, down 20K. To is, does OSMO become a $5 token, a $10 token? And based off the secondary market sales that runs on BOSMO, how much
you get into the grave.
Exactly.
Because remember, there is the initial deal with sale and the sale DAO where you got, I think, 670K OSMO into it. But there's going to be more. You know, I'm quite confident there's more. There will be demand. And the more demand there is, the more tokens will be in there. And, you know, the higher the activity on Osmosis is, the more staking rewards. And remember, Osmosis is one of the most active chains in the cosmos when it comes to transactions and fees. And, you know, as Osmosis shifts from a large DEX, an app chain, to a more open ecosystem with NFTs, with games, with secondary DEXs, and more stuff, that will only increase. And if BOSMO manages to position itself at the centerpiece, the mad scientists will reap the rewards.
Yes. And in dollar value, it makes sense that we cannot know because, of course, the price of OSMO will fluctuate. But there is a calculation to be made. Like, but of course, we will need to know first how many mad scientists supply will be. That's determined as long as people.
And how much of those?
How many are minted out?
That's another number.
How many are minted out? Yes.
And how many will be staked? Because not everybody is in for the long term. Some are flipping NFTs, some are just, you know, some don't get it. So staking ratio is usually much, much lower than actual supply.
Real quick. And so, yeah, for, like I said, once again, for, as an example, Migaloo whales are an NFT that are on the White Whale blockchain. If you hold three Migaloo whales, which we call soft staking, you earn what's called B whale. And so this is going to be like a cousin, the mad scientist, or you know, a twin. It's going to be that same concept. So real quick, one more time, shameless plug, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. We're going to talk about this, and it is a lot to wrap your mind around, and we're just going to have fun. It's going to take a couple weeks for all the numbers to settle out, but thanks again, JG and Rec Gang and Mad Scientist for making this happen. Real quick, I think this is cutting edge, and like I think the floor of these mad scientists can go to 1,000K, 1,500K, and we need high-profile NFT projects like this to get the eyeballs of, like I think, Sencom, you were saying, to, or no, I think it was Sebastian, to compete with some of these other NFT projects on Solana. Like, you've got NFT projects that have floors of, you know, like 150 SOL. And I would love to see this, an NFT project on Osmosis or Stargaze for that matter, to have a 10,000K floor. That's how we get eyeballs from other ecosystems on
and honestly, I think 1K is FUD. Again, not financial advice. I'm just a faceless guy here on Twitter. But I think this collection, you know, with the brand of Osmosis behind it and with the first mover advantage and the yield and all the systems we talked about, this collection will rival the top collections on other chains, namely Solana, Ethereum. I'm quite confident of that. You know, everything's there. You know, everything's there.
Yeah, thanks, Backbone, for making this happen. And everyone, please retweet this space out. Impressions matter. You know, throw a like. You know, throw a follow and like up here, and let's go.
Man, guys, this is so surreal, right? I kind of feel like that everybody's waking up. I can't wait to see the next people that, you know, and what they bring to the table. Who's the next to stream swap? Who's the next to leverage the next project that's been waiting for somebody to utilize, right? Like, people are coming up with the ideas on top of the ideas now. Like, that's what's starting to occur. And like, this is where things get fun. You know, I'm speechless. I can't even believe this. It's epic. Anyway, maybe we should wrap it up. What do you guys think? Is everyone good? If anybody else has to talk, like, they're more than welcome to come up. You know, my DMs are pretty much open. If you have questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. And why don't we all just have a great day? I'm going to let this sink in. Have some breakfast and then I'm going to have then back to work.
I'll close. One closing statement. Whale has an 11 million market cap. I'll just leave that there. I'll just throw that out there and leave it there.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Stay safe out there, and see you on the next one. All right, guys. Bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
Thanks, goodbye.
Motherfucker screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.